This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Federal and state authorities will work together to prosecute the man accused of throwing two Molotov cocktails into a peaceful group of demonstrators on the Pearl Street Mall. CPR's Allison Sherry was at a press conference at Boulder Police Headquarters this afternoon.
Authorities here say the 45-year-old man was not on their radar as a potential terrorist before he allegedly threw homemade explosive devices into a group of people, raising awareness for hostages held by Hamas. So far, 12 victims have been identified. Two remain hospitalized. Police say the man tried to buy a gun but was turned away due to the fact he wasn't a legal U.S. citizen. As far as they know, he acted alone. He faces both state and federal charges so far. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
People from Boulder and other parts of Colorado have been gathering near the Boulder County Courthouse today to honor the victims of Sunday's terror attack. Ken didn't want to give his last name, but said he was glad his parents did not live to see this moment.
Because in my 65 years, and I know in their years, we've never seen anti-Semitism like this anywhere, and especially for it to happen here in Boulder is so terrible. It's really, really getting scary.
Hear from Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser tonight on Colorado Matters. He says the Boulder attack is personal for him. Colorado Matters starts at 7 p.m. Showers will increase across the Front Range and Palmer Divide tonight, with heavy rain possible across the area. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.